Welcome back to ITFM Insights. I'm your host, Kiara Zapanta, and today we're continuing our two-part series on AI in ITFM. In our last episode, we explored the growing complexity of AI costs and what it really takes to understand total cost of ownership. Today, we're continuing that conversation, but shifting focus to how AI is really starting to influence ITFM itself. As organizations really look beyond just deploying AI, there's increasing interest in how it can help improve visibility, optimize costs, and support better decision-making across IT investments. I'm joined again by Alex Pino, partner and tech strategy and transformation leader at Deloitte, to explore where we're really seeing early impacts, what's possible today, and what leaders should be thinking about next. Alex, it's great to have you back on.
Hello, I'm pleased to be with you again. Yeah.
Awesome. So just to build on our last conversation, you know, we talked about, you know, the growing complexity of AI and just IT spend in general, but beyond cost visibility, how is AI, you know, really starting to change the way organizations manage and make decisions about IT investments?
Yeah, very good question. So we're starting to see that AI is shifting from IT financial management for being mostly backward looking and descriptive to be much more forward looking and prospective. So that's could be easy to say, but it's a major change for organization. Traditionally, IT finance team would spend a lot of time collecting data and spending time on reconciliation, you know, and explaining what happened the last month, the last quarter, even sometimes the last year. You know, what did we overspend? Which project ran late? And AI is beginning to automate a big part of that. You know, that heavy lifting and free up time for higher value work. You know, and doing that, you know, more with AI, BSTV AI, instead of doing manually. So, for example, AI can help you to scan a large volume of data, you know, cost data, usage data, even contract. You know, you can read contracts, different metrics. Vendors are providing much more data than before, lots of KPIs. So manually start to be impossible to browse all the data and have the existing, you know, view of everything's going on. So proactively, you know, you can see surface patterns, you know, where the consumption is drifting, where a service start to look, you know, misaligned usage. You know, you could estimate, you know, usage per, let's say, a small country, you know, and you see that small country having more usage by a bigger country. You could say, hey, wait a minute, what is going on there? You know, are we, you know, just going, you know, having much more like business outcomes and being very successful in that country with more sales, for instance, you know? Or sometimes you could see vendors, you know, changing their, I would say, business model or the policy, or maybe we're overpaying or something because suddenly they try to increase. Lots of vendors, they have contract clause, they can increase the pricing of, you know, different options. And clients don't really see that, you know, and at the end of the year say, oh, wait, you know, we saw that discrepancies. But if you use AI continuously, you can detect these different behaviors. And after what we can do also is changing how decisions are made. You know, instead of having a handful of static scenarios in a spreadsheet, you can run many more scenarios with what if, what happened if I spend, you know, more money on that? What happened if I scale that AI service? What happened if we have a different architecture with, you know, different cloud providers? If usage grows on one side 20%, what happened if we have 50% of that, you know? So all this complicated, you know, calculation could be done with AI. So you can actually stress test your model and stress test your business case, you know, with multiple choice. So beyond the visibility, AI is pushing IT investment management towards something more continuous, more data-driven, more integrated. And that's, for us, we see it could be a game changer, not for finance, but also for all the business owners, you know, to have AI enhanced inside to shape really where they want to invest, you know, and have, having like very, I would say, granular decision to make on the project and the investment. That's good.
Yeah, that's awesome. I guess that shift, you know, how decisions are made is really interesting to me. But when you look across organizations right now, where are you seeing, you know, the biggest opportunities for AI to really improve ITFM?
So for large organization, obviously is in data preparation, you know, so lots of effort on ITFM goes into pulling data from multiple systems, multiple cloud providers, ERPs, ITSM, you know, multiple CMDBs, and you try to reconcile into one consistent view, which is a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So AI combined with automation, you can classify spending, match records, you can detect inconsistency much faster and more accurately, I would say. So it's not very glamorous, but if this is where we see a huge amount of time spent every day. So that's the first point. The second is on the cost allocation and I would say unit economics. So many organizations, they struggle day to day to translate technical metrics like CPU hours, storage consumed into business relevant metrics, cost per application, cost per users, cost per transaction. So AI models, they can really learn from historical patterns and configuration to help, you know, users to share cost in more intelligent way and maintain those mappings as environment change every day. So that's something to support users because it's very hard to have somebody who has the full understanding of the IT landscape. So if you use AI, being able to tell you, oh, something changed environment, we have changed our policy models about this, we changed our cloud strategy, this is why the storage is changing, this is why our CPU hours are changing, AI would be a very good support. And the last point is moving from something very static to a continuous cost optimization. So AI really can monitor usage patterns, configuration, you know, near real time almost, or spotting optimization opportunities, right-sizing infrastructure, identify idle resources, something we don't use. AI will spot like, hey, we don't use that anymore, can shut down these resources and spend more money on that, you know. AI also could be very useful to highlight duplicated tools, you know, or suggest better pricing option. Oh, we're spending twice on the same service. We're costing twice the same, you know, provider, you know, across the globe because we have two different contracts. We have a contract in UK, also a contract in France. And by the way, it's for the similar product. Sometimes manually, we don't see that, you know, from a human point of view, but AI is able to create, you know, connection between the contract, the KPIs, the consumption model and the ITFM, you know, as a core.
Awesome. Yeah. And to put that into perspective, it might help to look at, you know, what's not working today. So what are some of the limitations of traditional ITFM approaches that AI has the potential to address?
Yeah. So traditional ITFM has few structural limitations, you know, that AI can really help with. One is the latency of insight. So by the time you collected, clean, reconciled all the data manually, you're often looking at, you know, weeks or month old, you know. So AI will combine automated data pipelines, and that really can shorten that, you know, that cycle to build the KPIs and the data, and bring you much closer to near real-time insight. That's the first point. So latency. The second point is the rigidity of the models. So one of the major limitations of ITFM, you spend a lot of time, weeks or months building a model, you know, and then you run that the same model. So many ITFM models are built around, you know, fixed allocation rules, static hierarchies, application, cost center services. But for environments that are changing quickly, especially for cloud and AI, it's not very suitable. So when you introduce new services, new workload, and teams are organized different way, different, you know, cost models, cost object, AI can help you to have a more dynamic view, you know, by recognizing different patterns and all these resources are dynamically, you know, allocated to project and with adjusting classification, etc. Beyond that rigidity and latency, there is a complexity barrier. So we tried to introduce that in a previous podcast, but we're browsing much more data than before, more KPIs, different granularity for, you know, the business model of different vendors, a lot of different SaaS providers. So it's huge complexity, but does not work with just an Excel spreadsheet. So you need to build something very sophisticated for multiple cost drivers, forecasting, scenario planning. In practice, it's very hard for humans to maintain the complexity of spreadsheets and very static tools. So AI can help you to absorb more variables, technical metrics, project pipelines, and still provide something very usable. Otherwise, you're buried under the huge complexity of the model. So finally, there's more to optimize the human bandwidth doing most of the AI for the calculation, you know, coding invoices. For instance, when you receive invoices, it's very hard to map invoices with the cost center. So sometimes you receive 1,000 invoices per month. So manually, you know, have lots of mistakes, and AI can help you to map these invoices with the right cost centers. And what happens if the cost centers are changing? And then you have the wrong mapping. So dynamically, you can rework and remodel your spending, you know, and AI is the potential to automate or semi-automate many of those activities, allowing the teams to focus more on the business and also shaping investment roadmap instead of just being in data crunching. So in a nutshell, AI is not replacing ITFM. I mean, it's more help. It's the way to enhance the traditional limitation of manual periodic work and be a bit less rigid and much more dynamic.
Awesome. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So bringing it back to, you know, what's actually happening in the market, based on your experience, where are organizations, you know, already starting to apply AI within ITFM or adjacent areas?
So right now, most organizations are experimenting. They are the experimentation phase or early adoption. So, but we always see different patterns. The first one within ITFM itself, you know, AI has been used for automated classification of spend. For instance, for example, using machine learning to categorize invoices, transaction for the right cost, you know, bucket, project, services, as I mentioned before. Anomaly detection, it's something new. But manually was very hard to do. So models can flag unusual patterns in cloud bills, telecom cost, SaaS subscription. That might indicate, you know, misconfiguration, waste, or even a fraud. So that's within the ITFM. Adjacent areas of ITFM, like cloud management, we see AI-assisted right-sizing. So instead of saying, oh, we spent too much, we can use AI to right-size, optimize instance, storage, different IT configuration, and also help users to tag and meta-tag inference models before ITFM, because a lot of work was done on ITFM, and now we can use AI to work upstream to classify the data, to enrich and potentially fix, you know, tags with the resources, with the mismatch, you know, which is very critical for ITFM reporting. If you have a mismatch in terms of tagging, it doesn't work properly. So you can use AI before your ITFM model to clean, to optimize, and to be sure what you increase the accuracy. And then on the business side, I would say more downstream, you can support IT forecasting with more historical view, with business drivers, with also natural language, you know, access. So you can use natural language to navigate in your ITFM model, because an ITFM model is pretty complicated for a person who are not, you know, into it. So you can ask questions, natural language, you know, what if I spend more money on that? What if my business is increases on that specific business areas? What if my sales, you know, are doubling next month? Is my cost also doubling? So that type of very basic and important question could be answered with the, I would say, natural language AI plus a backbone of ITFM underneath.
Awesome. Yeah, let's dive a little deeper there. From the use cases that you mentioned, like cost optimization, anomaly detection, or planning, where are you seeing the most traction, or I guess early success, quick wins, et cetera?
Yes, there are very few tangible use cases where AI is already delivering value, you know, day to day. First, yeah, anomaly detection. It's a big one. So IT spend and usage data with high volume, it's very noisy, it's very complicated, and so it's an area for fraud. So AI models are very well suited to learn what is normal and what is not normal, you know, for a given application, because AI will learn the pattern of consumption, the number of people, and will flag easily deviation, you know, a sudden spike on the cloud. You know, I say, okay, that's a non-critical environment, and suddenly we're just, you know, spending 300%. You can flag that. You can flag, you know, an activation of a software which is not activated for a while. You know, nobody's using that software, and suddenly you can see a spike, you know, of usage, you know, or a drop of usage. It's also a good indicator. If you see a drop of usage, that might indicate an incident, you know, something goes wrong, people cannot access to the platform, so there's no usage. So the question is like, okay, we have no cost. The question is like, we have no service, you know? So using this type of AI would be bring a lot of benefit for the ITFM team, but broadly for observability at scale. So anomaly detection is the first one. Cost optimization, obviously, right now with the inflation, you know, and all organizations try to struggle with the budget. So especially in the cloud and AI environments, so AI can analyze a large set of configuration and data to suggest to human workforce, you know, the right sizing, also re-architecturing. So working on the architecture, which is very complex because it requires different type of skills across the organization. You can use AI to do the first piece of work, you know, compare different usage pattern. What if I'm going to launch my AI, you know, model on that architecture A versus B, you know, or also benchmarking different tech stack, you know, like bunch of vendors on one side, and another list of vendors, and there are different consumption models, different licensing models, and you can use AI to simulate your business case, you know, at scale. People don't do usually; it's too complicated, right? So, cost optimization is a good one, and the last one is more like forward-looking. The third is forecasting and planning. So instead of having a linear extrapolation in a spreadsheet, you know, and you just try to extend that next year and the next 3 years, you can use AI to have more variables. So in for instance, you can introduce business assumption, you know, you can introduce seasonality, yeah, because you have seasonality in the business, you have also seasonality in IT, pricing trends, you know, you can anticipate inflation sometimes. What if, you know, right now with a lot of geopolitical crisis across the globe, you could say, what if, you know, that scenario will happen? What if it doesn't work, you know? So working on more accurate forecast, you know, yes, not perfect, but that's going to help the team to have a better planning discussion and identify where forecast can be, you know, more optimistic or pessimistic. And that thing, I think, is very accurate for 2026.
Awesome. Yeah, those are really good points. And I guess, you know, beyond just automation or efficiency, I think there's also, you know, a bigger question around insight. So how does AI actually change the quality of information IT finance leaders are working with when, you know, making decisions?
So here I can improve planning and forecasting, as I mentioned, but also in a very practical way. First, you can use AI to enrich the models, you know. So traditional IT spend forecast often rely on, you know, simple drivers, you know, what happened last year, plus or minus percentage, you know. AI can really change that, taking historical data, project portfolio, business growth, per region, per product, and also external factors, micro trends, vendor pricing, and enriching the models you have is one of the game changer we see on the market. The second is more frequent and rolling forecast. Instead of doing that once a year, because it's very complicated, so people usually spend, you know, a couple of weeks to build the budget, and then, you know, two or three times a year, they try to adapt the budget or reforecast. You can use AI to have almost continuous, you know, frequent forecasting. You can update your forecast monthly, weekly, or daily, you know, based on what you want to do. So that's, for me, it's a game changer with the capacity to build scenarios and also save the scenarios. So you can have a campaign of different scenarios, you know, you can store them, record them, and say, okay, I want to stress test my model, and I'm going to roll, you know, a couple of scenarios to see, you know, what if, you know, we do that, what if we launch a product, what if we do an M&A. M&A is very complicated for, you know, forecasting, because you don't know exactly what's going on at what rhythm. So you can create scenarios to build, you know, different options for your IT budget. And also after the M&A, during the PMI, you can use also AI and this new type of scenario analysis to monitor the savings and also the synergies. What we see in the M&A, you know, operations, they have a lot of synergies, you know, on paper. So these models can really see if we're actually making these synergies and saving the money what we're expecting.
Awesome. Yeah. And that naturally raises the question of balance. You know, how do leaders or how should leaders think about, you know, combining AI-driven insights with human judgment in financial decision making?
Yeah, that's a good one, because if we want to use AI, first, AI is supposed to be an advisor and not an autopilot. We use AI to support the current team. AI is very good at processing large volume of data, spotting patterns, proposing options. It is not good at understanding the organization, internal guidelines, risk appetite. So leaders should use AI to broaden and deepen the information they have, but they should still apply human judgment to make a decision and act on that information. So it means very few things. Be clear about your decision rights. So don't try to automate decision. You know, you can automate triggers, alerts, but decision must be done by human. And they could be heavily assisted by AI, but must remain human-led. So first instance, if you have you're flagging anomalies or proposition for optimization, yeah, it's fine. But deciding to decommission a critical application purely based on the model recommendation, that's not. Yeah. So that's more like using AI as an advisor and using AI for more explainability. So to support the team to have more explainability, to deep dive and understand the why behind these numbers. So get also more meaningful explanation with more drivers, because most of the time it's pretty narrow. We get numbers and we try to extrapolate these numbers. But AI could say, hey, yes, that consumption is going down because we just sold that company to, you know, ABC last year, reason why the spending of IT of that country is going down. So bringing that explainability from external drivers and much more about what we have in the model itself could be a good help. And that's a good balance between AI-driven insight and human judgment. So really that combines quantitative and qualitative perspective, you know. So AI may highlight a certain level of service or alert, but human leaders must know that service is strategically essential for future products and say, okay, no, I'm going to make my decision. And what we see in this human/AI-driven insight is training people. I mean, people must be trained to fully understand what AI can do and not, you know. So it's always the discussion, are we going to be replaced by AI, you know, because people don't really know what we can do with AI. So have a clear communication, also training you staff on what you should do with AI and not do, I think is one of the key pillars to for success here.
Awesome. Yeah, that goes into my last question. You know, what are the challenges that organizations are facing when rolling out new or bringing AI into ITFM practices? But then also to combat those challenges that they are facing, what is, you know, one piece of advice that you would share for those that are just getting started and, you know, trying to leverage AI in ITFM?
Yeah, so these changes are both technical and organizational. On the tech side, it's mostly data quality integration are the major changes, a day-to-day issue of data quality. ITFM relies on data from multiple systems, financial systems, operational system, vendors, cloud, etc. And most of the time, the sources are inconsistent, poorly structured, the missing key and identifier. So AI will struggle at the beginning to help you to get more clarity. So you have to work on the data quality, but as soon as you reach a good level of data quality, you can train your models and then you build that solid foundation and you can scale. So without a strong, I would say, architecture and the right tooling, that's not feasible. So the tech part is important, get the right tooling and try to integrate AI within the models and mentioned before, upstream and downstream. And then on the people side organization, there's a lot of skepticism, you know, on the financial side, you know, using AI, because with the lack of transparency, explainability, people are afraid to use AI because they're afraid to not be able to explain the result. So working on the skill gap, you know, training people and also going step by step. I think, as we discussed before, starting with first project, first use case, as a demonstration of the way to do. We see also a lot of discussion, you know, between organization, you know, sharing ideas, you know, because let's say everybody's in the same, you know, level of maturity. everybody is discovering how we can use AI for ATFM. So sharing in between different organizations, what have you done, what was successful, having sessions with multiple, you know, ITFM teams, you know, and sharing, you know, all together. Yeah, we've done that. We're proud of it. We've done that. Oh, we failed. And I think it's a very good dynamic and understanding that we need to move forward and fully embrace AI and seeing AI as a risk. Yeah.
Awesome. That wraps us up for today. Alex, thank you again for joining us. This was a great continuation of our conversation.
It was a pleasure. Yeah.
Awesome. So in our last episode, we unpacked the complexity of AI costs. And today we really just brought it full circle, you know, looking at how AI can actually help organizations manage that complexity and just make it better and just make better, more informed decisions. So again, thanks again for sharing your insights, Alex. You. It's been great having you on the show. And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us for this two-part series on AI and ITFM. If you found these conversations valuable, be sure to visit the ITFM Insights page on apptio.com. That's apptio.com. And we have additional resources for you to check out to learn more. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.